Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were talking about the pastor's responsibility to warn the people of the coming judgment and the responsibility of the people to take heed to that warning. Let's continue with that thought.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, as we look at this verse 5, we see four expectations of God for the pastor. Now, you've got to keep it in mind that God expects the people to walk with the pastor and not rebel against the pastor as he fulfills these things and he continues to walk according to the word of God. Now, the first admonition, the first command to the pastor of any pastor of a local church is to watch thou in all things. It's to watch in all things. Now, notice there, the first word of verse 5 is but. And that simply means this. In light of what will happen as we have just read in verses 3 and 4. Well, what did verses 3 and 4, which we covered last time, tell us? He says, for the time will come, speaking of the local church again, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They want feelings-oriented, things that appeal to my flesh that make me feel good. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, especially when truth hits their sin, by the way, and shall be turned unto fables. Oh, the psychological systems and the other feel-good things that actually take away from the Word of God. And so he says, but watch. We are set, pastors. We are set as watchmen. We have the same responsibility as in the Old Testament. I want to share with you from Ezekiel. As a matter of fact, I'm going to look at Ezekiel chapter 33. And there's two passages that I'm going to share with you over the next little bit, day or two here. First of all, Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 6 through 9. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. That's from God. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Now, boy, I tell you, that is some deep thought here. Warning of their iniquity. You know, a lot of people get upset. They don't mind if you say we should not sin. Where they really get upset is when you name sin. Then that makes a difference. And so when you begin warning them, for example, do you remember John the Baptist? What did he say? It is not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife to King Herod. Well, that ended up getting his head chopped off. But you see, he warned him. And John the Baptist even said to the people as he was preaching to them, who has warned you of the wrath to come? What's the wrath going to be for? It's for sin. It's for specific sin. We need to name sin. Jesus said to Capernaum that if Sodom had heard the preaching and seen the things that they had heard and seen, they would have repented. But you see, there was nobody in Sodom preaching against the homosexuality, the pride, and so many other sins of the day. And so that place got to the point where homosexuality was an accepted thing. It was all right to get married. It was all right to have those things. And so man didn't stop it, so God did. God did. And read the story there in Genesis 19, and you'll see how thoroughly God did. Now it says, watch thou. This is really referring to a military setting. Get the picture here. The guard is in his watchtower. He looks about to see if there's a movement of the enemy. He watches for potential problems and dangers and immediately warns if he sees them. Now, he doesn't just see an enemy soldier out there and just say, you know what, they're probably nice people and we ought to learn to just get along with them. Yes, they've got tanks, they've got machine guns, they've got rockets, and they've got nuclear weaponry pointed at us, but let's just be nice and let's not stop their forward progress. We've got to learn to see the positive. No, you better warn people. You better warn people or people are going to die. The Ezekiel passage tells this prophet that he is a watchman, just like the pastors to be a watchman there at the local church. You are to cry aloud and warn. If you don't, they will die. But God says, their blood will I require at your hand. If you do warn and they don't heed, they'll die. But you aren't accountable for it. As a matter of fact, if you suffer for that, that's fine because it'll make your reward even greater in heaven. Some have thought, when they read requiring their blood at their hand, that it was teaching that a person loses his salvation and will be cast into the lake of fire. Well, no, that's not it. The idea is in eternity, you will see the ones to whom you were to witness and did not. Might be a pastor, but you might be somebody just working on the job. You have unsaved people working with you every day. You've never given them a tract. You've never gone on lunch break or some other kind of a break and talked to them about their soul, and they die and they go to hell. Their blood is on your hands. In other words, the Lord will say, why didn't you give them the gospel? Remember, Capernaum, if Sodom had heard, they would have repented. Not everybody's going to repent, but they've heard from your lips. It's reward for you instead of loss. What could have been a reward, so many will find, ended up they lost rewards. It's not losing salvation, but it is a loss of reward. Unfortunately, we lack the capacity to see how important that's going to be in eternity. But let me just try to give an idea of it. Here you are. Getting ready to graduate, a child is getting ready to graduate from high school or college. And everybody is invited to come. All relatives from all over and their friends at church and all that. And finally, the day is there, but he got caught cheating or he failed the course. Everybody is showing up and he does not graduate. Oh, the shame. Well, that's the shame in heaven, and it's too late to do anything about it at that time. And I believe that you will see the ones to whom you were to witness and you did not, and you'll see them cast into the eternal lake of fire, and their blood is on your hand, and all heaven knows it. I believe that is why the eyes are dried after the 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, the devil has already been cast into the eternal lake of fire. The white throne judgment has already taken place, and all the unsaved have been cast into the eternal lake of fire. And so after all of that, now notice, in Revelation 21, 4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now again, after all the others have happened, he says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now that's at least 1,007 years after the rapture, but just think of seeing people at that great white throne being cast into the eternal lake of fire. And you can see the look of why on their face and in their eyes as they look at you. And their blood is on your hands as they're cast to the lake of fire because your pride feared man more than it feared God. And your pride kept you from witnessing to them. Fear kept you from witnessing. And fear brought a snare. The fear of man brought a snare. And then it's too late. Now, since this is given to the prophet Ezekiel to speak to God's people, he is also telling them to warn them from the worldliness of their religion. Now, notice again in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 30 through 33. There says, also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they set before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them a very lovely song, one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come to pass, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.